Next, we're going to take a call from Alex in California, who's thinking of doing some tiling. Alex, how can we help?
We wanted to put tile on it, and I wanted to know...
Tile where?
All over the house.
Okay, floor, wall, countertop?
Floor. Floor in the kitchen.
No worries, you can put it in a lot of places.
Yes. And I was wondering what kind of underlayment I should use. Would linoleum work, or do I need to get the Hardy backer stuff?
Well, linoleum is a lousy underlayment for tile.
Yeah, especially because it might react with your mastic or your adhesive, and then might cause some sort of reaction that's undesirable for the tile, and might even cause it to crack or split.
Yeah, you could probably put down some new plywood on top of that first. You could probably put down some Lawan plywood if the floor is fairly stiff. And then put thinset right on top of that and hear the tile
right onto
to it.
The plywood?
Yes, on top of the plywood. Yeah, as long as you have a stiff floor. Now, are these going to be wide tiles, or are they going to be small tiles?
Probably 18 by 18.
Oh, okay. Change advice. I think what you should do is put down a mud floor, or you should put down Duroc. You need something much thicker and much heavier if you're going to put down an 18-inch wide tile. You can have absolutely no flex in that floor whatsoever, or your tile will crack.
What's the biggest tile I can use on plywood?
Well, that's a fair question. I would tend to say not more than about a 6 or 8-inch tile. What do you think, Leslie? You know what I mean?
Because
the wider it gets, the wider it gets.
The more area it's covering. So as the floor below it flexes, the more chance you have an area of tile being put in a pressure situation where the tile might crack and not just the grout lines.
Well, that pretty much answers my question, because we're trying to find a way around that Hardy backer material because it's so expensive.
Well, if you put the tile down and you don't have a good surface, you're not going to be pleased, and then you're really going to be looking at some expense. You'll be calling us, asking us how to take out those tiles and replace them. So I would recommend that you get a really strong floor to start with, and then you'll be happy with the job.
Okay, sounds good.
And if you do get that Hardy backer, make sure when you're cutting it, make sure you use a mask, because that stuff gets really dusty and really crumbly, and you want to protect yourself.
Okay, now, if I'm going to put the Hardy backer down, how far apart do I need to screw it down?
Well, if you're going to use the smaller boards, if it's a big sheet, like a 4x8, then you put 6 screws across the middle and 8 at the edge. But I would basically put screws about every, say, 6 to 8 inches. You can't put enough in that to make sure it's
really
down low.
And the smaller sheets actually have notations on it, so you know exactly where to put the screws.
And by the way, there are special screws that the Hardy folks made for that. They have an extra wide head to give you more holding power.
And it even has a special bit, so it
comes
all with
it. Yeah, it drills as you go through.
Oh, do I need to pre-drill?
No, these special screws have a drill tip kind of on the top of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, great. Thank you.
Alex, you're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.